Taming the Black Dog, written by Bev Aisbert and read by Miranda Nation, with introduction read by the author. It is very painful living with depression. The colour seems to drain out of the world. The nights seem unbearably long. Nothing seems to bring comfort, not love, concern, or sympathy. You feel alone, even in a group. People describe depression in many different ways, but the most common images are being lost in a fog or being pressed down by a great weight. Some describe a deep chasm or an endless black tunnel or a barren, empty landscape. Sometimes depression may feel like a binding or a prison, or like drowning in a vast sea, or the heavy weight, the burden of the black dog. What these descriptions have in common is a sense of hopelessness, a pessimistic view of the future, and a deep and lonely feeling of isolation. But you are not alone. In fact, the World Health Organization has even suggested that a staggering 100 million people are depressed at any one time, a statistic that may not really cheer you up. However, if we examine this figure more closely, it includes anyone who has ever felt a bit blue, to deeply sad, to incredibly down, lost, or miserable, about 90% of us at some time. More severe depression, which seriously affects a person's ability to function normally, is rated at about 15% of the population. The clinical terms for depression include reactive or situational, depression triggered by external events, such as job loss, family crisis, death of someone close, or end of relationship, and therefore usually temporary. Endogenous. Depression believed to be triggered by internal factors, such as genes or biochemical triggers. Endogenous depression was once believed to be triggered independently from external events. These days, however, this is seen as not necessarily true. Both can feed each other. The terms reactive or endogenous are now more commonly used to describe the severity of the depression.